And now, on the 50th episode of Creatures of the Net, a look back at what made Kiss the band they are today.
Pledge allegiance to the state of independence.
Kiss podcast you're about to hear will be better than the actual band itself.
You believe that crap? Huh?
From the Basement Broadcast Center in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada, this is the one, the only, Creatures of the Net, the podcast run by the flaming youth of the Kiss Army. Flaming youth! And now, here's your host, that reporter kid, Cassius Morris.
Freaking sweet!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Creatures of the Net, the KISS podcast owned by the flaming youth of the KISS Army. I'm your host, Cassius Morris, a.k.a. That Reporter Kid, here on episode number 50 of the podcast. We're finally here since October 19th. It is November 1st. I didn't realize how long it had been since I posted another episode, but I'm back and doing it and happy to be doing it and happy that we finally reached something that is a milestone for me, at least, which is a 50th episode of the same podcast. I've probably, well, not even probably, I've easily done 50, maybe even 100 podcast episodes in total between all of my different appearances and actual shows, like my two shows that I do now, shows that I try that were like kind of pilots, things I've guested on. So I've easily done over 100, but this is the 50th on this feed, this podcast, and I'm really happy to be doing it. So thank you guys for listening and continuing to support everything. I've been getting so many nice messages and posts and Facebooks about, and I've been getting them a lot lately, but especially since I posted that last episode, because I mean, I've been getting messages saying that it's been connecting people and their members of their family that people have been, actually, I got a message from somebody named Brian on Facebook. He posted on my wall a nice thing, and he said that his daughter got in trouble in class for listening to the show on her iPod. Things like that. I really appreciate that. So thank you guys all very much. Cool to be like a part of this kind of community and a family on the internet. The KISS Army. The best online community ever, in my opinion. And not even online. The cool part is it goes way beyond that. I've met KISS Army people in real life at concerts the odd time. And it really is awesome. I hung out with Justice, my friend who was on the show before, a couple times in person. And it's really fun because, like, we get to relate over our favorite band, our favorite thing ever. He's going to come over here eventually and we're going to listen to some songs on LP, some albums even. We're probably going to take a long time and do that. I actually just got done listening to Monster Side 1 on LP. I got it in the mail from KISS for sale. I ordered mine. And by the way, the winner of this contest, I almost forgot, the winner of the COTN vinyl, because you guys are going to come after me if I don't announce it, is Conan Gibbs. Congratulations, Conan. I hope you enjoy the vinyl, because I most certainly do. I canceled my order on Amazon and bought it with KISS for sale, because I feel that they're a better service, and they're just, especially for KISS stuff at least, they're a better service, because everything gets here quicker. But I listened to Side 2 first because I just finished listening to Side 1 on CD. And then I just listened to Side 2 today. So I, congratulations, Conan. And there was actually, before I continue, there's this Funko Pop figure doll that we did a contest for. And I picked one winner and he never sent me his address. And I picked another one and that person never sent me his address, never got in contact. It's been months. So I said, hey, why not pick one of the people who entered for the Monster Vinyl and just throw him that. So Mike Sanchez, you win this. And you won the pop figure. I've been in contact with you, so congratulations. All these people, any of these winners are randomly selected. I know it sounds like I'm just reading it off, but we actually recorded another episode, an alternate 50th episode, which may see the light one day, but we didn't end up doing it. So I'm just kind of reading off some of the stuff I said from last time so that I don't forget. Because it's kind of like a repetitious thing, but whatever. All of these winners are always selected randomly, and I limit it to people, the two co-hosts that were on the show last time we recorded this episode. They had entered, but I told them that they wouldn't be eligible because they're on the show. That would be kind of like if I entered myself in a way. So anyway, congratulations to our winners. This episode today isn't really going to have a topic. Like, usually we have a theme like the top five Gene Simmons bass lines or the, you know, best KISS costume songs or whatever. We never did that one, but, you know, that'd be kind of hard to do since it's an audio podcast. But this is just going to be a COTN radio. For those of you guys who don't know what that is, I just play a bunch of KISS songs, talk, and enjoy it. Enjoy being on the show. And next episode, we're going to have a themed episode. But if you want to relax and hear some KISS tunes, this is the place to do it.
Don't hide or try to
Bang Bang You on Creatures of the Net, episode number 50. Happy to be back. Happy to be doing this. This is awesome. And I love it whenever there's a song that has a fade out, like a Kiss song that has a fade out, because then I can jump on and play DJ for a little while, which is kind of what I'm always doing. But when I'm talking over music as it goes down, I feel more like some kind of professional DJ guy. So hopefully this next song that I pick has a fade out. I haven't written this down. I'm just going with the flow, doing whatever I feel like playing, because, you know, I know most of you guys like all eras of Kiss and you enjoy most of their songs. That one might not be a fan favorite, Bang Bang You, but I like it. I think Creatures of the Night, two very separate albums, folks. I think that Crazy Nights is a very, it's one of their more solid albums from the 80s. I mean, you got Creatures and Lick It Up, which stand on their own, but usually whenever I think of the 80s, I always think of, I think Unmasked was in 1980, but they kind of stand by themselves. I always think of the albums Unmasked after Lick It Up when I think of the 80s. So I think about Animalize to Hot in the Shade. So out of those albums, I feel that Crazy Nights is the strongest one. Each one has some pretty good material on it. I actually really like Secretly Cruel, and I like Trial by Fire. I like all that kind of stuff. So here, since we brought it up, and after, I'm going to talk about the Kiss Cruise and my thoughts on it, and just some other Kiss stuff. The meet and greet prices went down for the South American tour. I'm going to talk about that, and a whole bunch more. But here, since we brought it up, Secretly Cruel on Creatures of the Net.
She has
Well, what do you know, folks? Another fade out. Lucky me, they're secretly cruel on COTN 50. I always like that part in the song where they go, cruel, yeah, cruel, yeah, cruel, yeah. It's like a little choir in the background and Gene's directing them. I always imagine Gene pointing at Paul, Eric, and Bruce every time they say, cruel, yeah, cruel, yeah. I always imagine that. But aside from things that never did or will happen, it's been a great month and year for the KISS Army. And KISS themselves. I mean, we got a whole bunch of big-time performances. Jimmy Kimmel, David Letterman. We got Good Morning America. Let me think of some others here. We got Rockline. Two Rockline shows. The whole band was featured on Rockline at separate times. And you guys know my story about that. I'm not going to go over it, but I wasn't happy. But hey, they were good interviews. Lots of press this year. A great tour. A whole bunch of stuff. I started a thread on KISS Fact, the message board. There's its daily mention. It always gets worked in there on every KISS podcast. I will stand by that. About, like, what a great year for KISS since it's almost over. It's almost 2013. You know, it's been such a great year. We got the tour. They announced dates for the Monster Tour, which I'm hoping is coming to North America. And starting yesterday was the KISS Cruise 2, which my friend Kyle is on right now and a whole bunch of my other Facebook friends. Kyle, he's from Long Island. And by the way, speaking of New York and that kind of area, I want to wish my best to everybody who's in New York right now and anywhere else, by the way, that's being affected by the hurricane. New York seems to be getting a lot of press because that's kind of where it's really hitting, New York and New Jersey. So anybody, I don't care where you are, I just hope you stay safe and that this doesn't affect you too much. It's not affecting us over here. We're just getting, it's gray out all the time and we're getting showers. Last night was Halloween. I was out with my friends. Yes, I still trick-or-treat in the ninth grade. I dressed up as Gene and I had my wig and I did my mask because of all the rain. I didn't want to waste it. And it turns out it was good because we were done collecting all our candy and we went walking around and it just started to, the rain was wailing on us, just pow, 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 each drop. You couldn't get a second without getting hit by rain. It didn't matter. As Gene would say, don't want to run, don't want to hide, which I did want to run and hide, but it wouldn't have made a difference. Anyway, I wish everybody the best. But anyway, back to my friend Kyle. He's on the cruise right now. And the reason I talk about that is because he was one of the co-hosts on the first draft of the 50th episode. And there was a set list announced for the acoustic show that was on the KISS cruise. And I'm actually very impressed. There was a tweet from Tommy 2 weeks ago, I believe. And he said that the band was rehearsing for the cruise. And he said, we're trying to find songs to play. How about Only You? And I posted a thread about it on the message board. And people were like, oh yeah, sure, Tommy, you jokester. But no, it turns out they actually played it. It's a 13-song set list, just like the tour. And this was the acoustic non-makeup show. I believe they did it as a Sail Away this time as well. The set list was, they opened up with Hard Luck Woman with Paul singing, followed by Christine 16, Got to Choose, Going Blind, Into Lover All I Can. Ooh, that's a good one. I don't think I've read this whole thing yet. After Lover All I Can, they did Nothing to Lose, then Take Me, and then Any Way You Want It. Wow, I love that song. Every time I think I mentioned this before, and I might sound like a total wimp for saying this, but I don't care. Every time I listen to that original version, it makes me think of KISS so much. I get a little misty-eyed. I don't know. That of all songs, it just makes me really like, it's so retro. Not retro, it's just so classic, and I don't know. It's a weird reaction. After that was A Million to One for the ninth song, then A World Without Heroes, and it looks like they did it in full. Then they did Coming Home, All Hell's Breaking Loose, and ended with Only You, the live debut, never been played live, and the Cruisers got that. So it looks like they played two Elder songs in full, and the only songs that they partially played were A Million to One, which I wonder why, because I love that song, but it must have definitely been amazing. So this is cool. This month is awesome. The KISS Cruise is this month. Hurricane Sandy almost stops a lot of people from going, but the pictures I saw, the sky, I saw a couple pictures from on the cruise, actually, and the sky was blue. Everything looked beautiful, just like on the last cruise. So it definitely looks good. But the big question everybody's wondering, and I know they are, at least I am, is what is the deal with the contract? Are they going to be doing a third cruise? Are they going to be doing a fourth cruise or fifth cruise? I heard they did a contract for 10 years, but at this stage in the game, and I'm not, when I say that, I don't mean that in any insulting way. Like, I just mean in this stage of the game, to do a 10-year contract with a band that is about to go on tour worldwide for a huge, massive tour, to do a 10-year contract doesn't seem like the best idea. But I don't know. I hope so, because then I'll be able to definitely catch one of them. I mean, if they do, I know they're not going to announce them all at once, but if they were to do a 10-year cruise, a 10-year contract rather, and they would announce it, I would obviously be on one of them. My family would obviously go, because we'd have 10 years to save. Or I guess we'd have, 8 years to save now, since they did two, but you guys know what I mean. I sent Sixthman a message on Facebook asking them about the, if they were having a third cruise, and said I really want to go, and they said that they need to finish finalizing the details for this one, because this was before it started. But yeah, I guess it just looks like they might have one. That's what I heard. This is what Sixman said. We won't know any plans or details until we finish the current cruise, but stay in touch with us, and then just a plug for their website. So hopefully there'll be a third cruise. I don't know. I'm going to talk about that South American tour meet and greet price change when I come back. I'm a little confused about that, but I'll take it. Here's a mystery song that I don't know yet, and then I'll do the outro after I hear it. There you go.
You can do as you please.
I'm getting a lot of good luck with these fade-outs. All right, we're back on Creatures of the Net. Lots of Kiss talk to go through. There always is. Hopefully there always will be. There's always something to learn about this band and to say about this band, and that's what we're going to do right now. So the South American tour is what I'm going to talk about right now, and that is starting this month. This is a cool month, as I was saying earlier. We got the cruise. We got the 50th episode of COTN, which is obviously on everybody's calendar. We got the South American tour, Leg of the Monster tour, which I'm curious to see the stage for. And we got my birthday, which is coming up in a few days. I'm finally turning 14 after... See, my birthday's in November, guys. So I have my birthday, and then I have to wait till into the next school year, because that's how I see years now at this point in the game. Stage of my life, rather. And so I have to go into the year, and then plus the fact that I'm a year younger than everybody else in my class, because I started you start early in Alberta before we moved, so that doesn't help. So I'm just sick of hearing 13 when all my classmates are turning 15. So long story short, I'm finally gonna be 14. I'm gonna be happy about it. I may not sound like some kind of woman trying to disguise her voice and trying to pass off as some kind of man that ends up sounding like a mixture between a little boy and an actual woman. And you guys will be able to hear the voice you've been hearing on all the other podcasts of actual males. Anyway, I digress. So this is a Kiss podcast. So kissonline.com posted the dates, and I'm going to go take a look at them right now. And the meet and greet prices for this time around, this Leg of the Monster tour, went from $1,250 to $900, which is interesting. And let me read you guys the... this is for the South American tour, okay? Just making sure. Let me look at the features. So it includes exclusive meet and greet with Kiss, personal photograph with Kiss, autograph session, limited 2 items, no instruments, just a tip. Exclusive access to the private acoustic show, so they're still doing that. A Kiss tour shirt and an on-site VIP host. So there's no shortage of features here, except, let me just see, I'm not sure you get the shirt, but you don't get, okay. I think the reason it was more expensive last time around is because you got, I don't have the package, but I think you got a ring. I know that you got like a gold carat ring. You got a shirt, you got a bag, you got a bunch of stuff. So maybe that's why it's a little cheaper, but I don't know if all that stuff was worth $250. Maybe though. I'm not sure, but okay. Good for you guys. $900 if you want to see the band. Actually, when I think now, let me just make a quick look so I don't mess up my facts. Yeah, $900. Okay. Just making sure it's not for that, just the one show. And it sucks because some of the meet and greet packages, they only have them for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 shows. And the rest, it says either not applicable, or to be determined. So I hope that everybody gets the option for that. But yeah, 2 days after my birthday, the show at River Plate Stadium in Buenos Aires, which is going to be crazy, a crazy fun time. The footage I saw, they're going nuts. And they're going to Paraguay for the first time. Oh my God, that is going to be a flipping crazy show. But they're playing at River Plate Stadium 2 days after my birthday and on Tommy Thayer's birthday, which is pretty cool. Come to think of it, this is so random, so sorry, guys. But I actually know somebody who their birthday is on the same day as Peter Criss. So I think that's kind of cool. So they'll be celebrating in December. I'll be celebrating this month, so it's all good. There's no shortage of Kiss stuff. You got Halloween, my birthday, and Christmas. So a Kiss everywhere. So let's get into another song. This is, you know what? I'm going to go through my library here of Kiss stuff and put my mouse on a random song. Okay, here is Smoke, the demo.
Like I treat a man, but when I know her.
There you go, Smoke on COTN. I like that song a lot. I always go to say I wish it would have made it on an album, but then I realize that it really doesn't matter because we still have the song anyway. But I think it'd be kind of cool if it was in an official release. But you know, that song actually kind of reminds me and Sapphire, right when we started to kind of get our bearings when we first started, and Sapphire was my old co-host on this show. Like, it kind of reminds me of the good old days when we were actually doing the show together and having a great time. So yeah, that brings back a lot of good memories. So actually, something I was looking at earlier is, let me just see if I have this bootleg here. I wanted to play you guys something from a certain show. You know what? I think I'm just going to go random again. We have an hour. That's our new time limit. So I think I'm just going to play you guys a couple songs. So let me go around the track list. I want to play a whole bunch of diversity. I hope you guys like that thing in the beginning because it totally shows you guys a cool picture of, you know, KISS when it's all in one package. But I want to get a whole bunch of diverse songs in this special. So let me go through here. We're going to play Do You Love Me? Remix from Destroyer Resurrected.
You really like my limousine. You like the way the wheels roll. You like my 7-inch leather heels. I'm going to all of the shows.
Awesome song, KISS with Do You Love Me. Who else would it be? This is a KISS podcast. What am I saying? We're back. Here we go. I wanted to thank you guys so much again for listening. It really does mean a lot to me. I mean, that all this stuff is going on, and I hope it'll go far. And if you want to, you know, help out, maybe give back, support the show, whatever you want to call it, you should get a free trial with Audible. I didn't put the commercial in the beginning today because I wanted to be a ad-free show, but I thought I'd just say it instead, if that makes any sense. So, audibletrial.com/creatures, 30-day free trial, and a free audiobook from Audible. That's audibletrial.com/creatures or audibletrial.com/kid. Whatever you want to use, both links work and they go to the same place. I'd appreciate it. And if you're feeling really kind and you haven't done so already for the contest, if you could review our show on iTunes, Creatures of the Net, just search that up. It'll be there. That I would really appreciate it because that helps us go up in the iTunes ranks. And maybe one day we'll be able to be like number one in the music podcast section on iTunes. I know it's a long shot, but if everybody you reviews, maybe we could become a staff pick or maybe a new and noteworthy on iTunes or anything. But that would get us lots of new supporters and new listeners, people discovering the show. So that'd be really cool. Also, you can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/COTN podcast. And there's also a group. I'm not quite sure how you find that, but the link has way too many numbers, but it's just a Facebook group, so you can find it somewhere. And facebook.com/KissArmyCanada is a cool page I started for all you Canadian Kiss fans out there, so check it out. And of course, facebook.com/ThatReporterKid. That's just my thing for my my other podcast and anything I really want to post. For people who don't really want to add me personally, there's that page. Of course, you got to check out the other podcasts in the Love It Loud Podcast Network, the Kiss Room Podcast, who released a new episode recently. Kissery Science Theater released a new one recently. And the Decibel Geek Podcast, always releasing new content every week. All great shows. I love them. I was just listening to Podcast before I turned on Monster. After this, I'm going to finish Podcast, probably listen to some music, and then listen to some KST. Awesome stuff. So thank you guys all so much for listening. We're going to go out on a high note, an awesome song. And I'm going to play this because this really embodies what Kiss is. And it's a celebratory song. Everybody knows it. Not everybody loves it, but they definitely should. I'm going to end the show with Rock and Roll All Night, the version from Alive. Which, once again, thank you guys from the bottom of my heart. You make my day. You make my week. You make my months. And sometimes you even make my year with all your nice comments and everything and all your support. I hope this comes out. Today is November 1st. And for the 50th episode of Creatures of the Net, I'm Cassius Morris saying, rock on.